komoea wa tamanui, France and tēnei, this is your Waiatea English News. Ngāi tahu's Ngāti Whekehapu is standing strong in the face of criticism over marine mammal protection in Te Whakaaro Port Lyttelton Harbour. Saturday, SailGP racing was cancelled after Hector's dolphin was spotted on the course, sparking SailGP Chief Executive Sir Russell Coates to attack the hapu and the environmental protection rules his company signed off on. Hapu spokesperson Yvette Coach Lewis says the dolphins breed in the harbour at this time of the year and the event was only permitted at short notice once the plan was agreed to.
And we have worked really hard and diligently to enable SailGP to come back at short notice. All those volunteers made that marine mammal plan work and protected our dolphins. Yes, it was one dolphin. The loss of one dolphin in our harbour is one too many.
Coach Lewis says the decision to scrap Saturday's racing was made by an independent person in the control room, not by her as the mana whenua representative. New Zealand won Sunday's racing, putting it ahead for the series. On other news, in partnership with Ngā Kaitiaki o Te Puna Rongoā Aotearoa, the Māori Pharmacists Association this year is funding four students studying towards a Bachelor of Pharmacy degree, Eliza Sim, Angelica Jones, Stei Kaiaruna and Lorel Locke. The scholarships are named after Hibini Heke, who in 1955 was the first Māori pharmacist. Pharmax Director Māori Trevor Simpson says Māori make up just 2% of the profession. He says since the scholarship was launched in 2008, there have been just over 45 recipients.
You know, on the back of the degree itself, we see a lot of the scholarship recipients go on to postgraduate studies, you know, important Māori health research projects, and also just giving back to their communities and medicine literacy and other things around medicine's health promotion. So it's useful. I think there's more to do, but for us it's just a matter of ensuring that this relationship is enduring.
Muri Whenua emerged the winner in Te Tai Tokerau's Kapaka Regional Competition held on Saturday at Whangārei's McKay Stadium. Hometown teams Hātea and Te Pūao took the second and fourth slots for next year's Te Matatini's final in New Plymouth. But Kapaka maven Donna Carr says the big surprise was the third place getter, Te Uriō Manumanu, a new Ngāti Whātua Rōpū coached by Joe Pihema.
Listening to Magic Powder doing her solos and the Waitaringa and the Whakawātea and her notes, oh my gosh, they were just so beautiful to listen to. Very refreshing. Very happy that they made it through to what probably be their first time at Nationals as well.
Donna Carr says a highlight of the competition was the performance by a kapahaka of Far North District Council Kaimahi, led by Mayor Moko Te Panya, who had a message for people to get out to vote. Also, the next generation of Auckland's kapahaka were crowned once again at this year's Polyfest. On Saturday, the Division 1 teams wrapped up the festival with last year's champions Ngā Puna o Waiorea Western Springs College winning again, with Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Hwaini Waitasi Marae coming second and Te Whare Kura o Ngā Maunga Rongo me Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Te Kōtuku, Te Ua Mairangi coming third. And that's your Waiatea English News.